Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good evening, I'm Mangino. Joining me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, John Delano, KDKA-TV Money and Politics Editor. John, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Robert, always good to be with you and your listeners.
You were busy this evening speaking with Bill Peduto, Mayor Bill Peduto, looking to be reelected for a third term. How'd the interview go?
Well, it went very well. I mean, I asked him, I thought, some pretty tough questions. After all, most politicians serve two terms and they're done. He wants a third term. So why? Why does he want another 4 years? I pushed him on why, and he gave good explanations as to why he feels another 4 years is important to him. We certainly talked about some of the crises the city has faced. He's had some challenges, certainly. The budget, the pandemic is one that's leaving a big hole in the budget. He certainly had issues with the Black Lives Matter movement last year, and folks are still protesting at his doorstep. We talked a bit about that, and I asked him about his travel, because he does a lot of traveling around the world, not at taxpayer expense. We should always be upfront about that. But nonetheless, he travels a lot. He feels that's good for the city and has helped the city and promoted its image. So, we covered a fair amount of territory in a short period of time. You know how these interviews
are. Of course. You think that there is any intention to run for mayor because he wants to be able to be in office as he looks for a springboard opportunity to run for something else further down the road?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that my sense, I've known Bill Peduto for many, many, many years, long before he was in public office. And I don't think that that is what motivates him. I don't think he's looking to run for another office, because there's been plenty of opportunities for him to do that if he wanted to. I have a hard time seeing him running for much of anything other than mayor of Pittsburgh. There's no term limits for the mayor for the city of Pittsburgh, which means he could run for as many times as he wants. The record is Mayor David L. Lawrence, who ran for four terms. He left in the middle of his fourth term to become governor. Three-term mayors, you don't have to go back more than 20 years. Tom Murphy was a three-term mayor. So I don't think it's extraordinary or out of the ordinary. But I don't see him as, I don't see Bill as setting himself up for something else. He's 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Another term, he'd be 60. He's close enough to retirement. He could retire, or do something in the private sector. Who knows?
So nothing like going on into state office as a state senator, maybe a run for Congress?
I just don't see that.
Okay.
I just don't see that. For one thing, the other thing about Peduto that I've noticed over the years is he does like the executive authority. He likes being able to make decisions and to be the top leader.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a legislative branch, particularly if you're a 60-year-old freshman, you ain't going to go very far.
Okay. Could you see him running for county executive if Rich Fitzgerald decided he was done?
Well, that's always a possibility. It's an interesting question, Robert, because he's such a city guy, and he's so identified with the city, and we should be more aware than ever that the city is a smaller and smaller and smaller portion of the county. You know, one time it was half the county. Now it's less than a quarter of the county. And I'm not so sure that just because you're mayor of Pittsburgh that there's a stepping stone there into county executive. I don't. My personal view, I don't think he's going to run for anything but mayor. I really don't. I could be wrong, and 4 years from now, maybe we'll find out if he wins re-election.
Do you think he has an interest in going for four terms? That he wants to ride this out for as long as he can?
Yeah, that's another good question, and I think there's a possibility that he might call it quits at the end of a third term, but I think he's smart enough to know that you don't rule that out. You don't say that when you're in office, because that makes you a lame duck from the very beginning of your mm-hmm. term, and no politician wants to be considered a lame duck.
And do you see there being any real challenge among the Democrats against him in
yes.
the primary?
Yeah, you know, this is interesting, and I did ask him about this. We talked about this a bit. You know, there are a lot of people who think that Bill Peduto is not liberal enough. He's not progressive enough. He's not a democratic socialist. He's not in bed with some of the folks who have really been strong in the Democratic Party. Then there are those who think he's too liberal, you know, that mm-hmm. he just bends over backwards to the liberals in his party. The fact is that he's in the middle, as he sees it, of politics in the city of Pittsburgh. And he does have a retired police officer in the name of Tony Moreno, who is running against him in the Democratic primary. I'm sure we're going to hear much more about this gentleman in the weeks to come. He's also facing a couple of opponents from the other side. And, I mean, we'll see whether and how this mobilizes, but there's an effort, I am told, by State Representative Ed Gainey to really try to pull together the liberal side of the Democratic Party to challenge Bill Peduto. Now, I've not heard Gainey say that directly yet, but that's part of the scuttlebutt that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an African-American community activist from the north side by the name of Will Parker. Will is the nephew of Willie Stargell, and Will Parker believes that that Peduto deserves a challenge. So we'll see. I think it's likely he's going to face challenges from both the left and the right, and we'll see where Pittsburgh Democrats stand up in all this, because this is a Democratic primary battle come May.
John Delano joining us, KDKA-TV Money and Politics editor. John, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the events of last week.
Mm-hmm.
The direction that we're going in with the impeachment that just occurred over in the House, it looks as though we're going to have a trial in the Senate that's going to really kick off quite possibly once Biden gets sworn in as president. So we'll be having an impeachment hearing on a man who's no longer president of the United States.
Right. That's pretty extraordinary. It's nothing we've seen before. On the other hand, there are plenty of folks who feel that Donald Trump has to be held accountable. And that's certainly the argument that the Democrats and the 10 Republicans in the House who joined with them have made, that you can't allow a president to do what Trump is alleged to have done with respect to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building, and let him walk away from it. So, you know, other than, now there are consequences. If he is convicted
mm-hmm.
by the Senate, he will lose his lifetime salary, which this year, 2021, a lifetime pension salary of a president is over $220,000. So he would lose that. He would lose the $1 million that every president, former president, gets to maintain an office and to travel. He would lose that. He's not eligible for federal health care because he hasn't served in the federal government other than as president for 4 years, and you need 5 years to get mm-hmm. health benefits. So he's not going to have those to begin with. The only thing he does not lose if he's convicted is Secret Service protection. They are guaranteed, former presidents get Secret Service protection for life. So if he's convicted, he stands to lose some stuff. But the biggest thing that the members of Congress and the Senate are talking about is a separate resolution that would deny the former president from running for president again in 2024. They can enact such a ban if they have majority votes in both the House and Senate. So, I mean, there's some consequences here that I think we're going to hear a lot more about once they start this impeachment trial. The big problem here is that Joe Biden, just as you may have heard tonight, he's released his American Recovery Plan.
Right.
He's got more. His Build Back Better plan will come out next week. He's got an ambitious agenda for the Congress. And they're going to have to do a little bit of a balancing act between impeachment and economic and vaccination production.
Yes, I'm not all that confident that Washington can do two things at the same time. It just seems as though they are set on just being able to do one at a time and just getting through that and then on to the next thing. John Delano, once again, joining us, KDKA-TV Money and Politics Editor. John, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Well, thank you, sir. Always good to be with you, Robert. Have a nice evening, everybody.
Thank you very much, John. News is next on KDK Radio.